All right, let's look at the story here from The Punch. It says, LP, NNPP kick as police bar dogs from polling booths.
We have the laughing stock of the world. Okay, so for those who are wondering, what has dogs got to do with it? No, nobody's going to make a barbecue of dogs.
Shots fired.
This has come out, to be honest, and let's be honest with ourselves. It has come out of frustration. Because we saw videos, even of policemen standing by whilst people were overrun by thugs with cutlasses and so on and so forth. And if you have a problem with NEPA, you go get a generator. If the young people announce, look, these young people are very, very resolute. Very, very resolute. In fact, I'm hearing that apart from dogs, they might also be hiring guards.
I heard a caller this morning say that we also have to have our own private security so that nobody comes to harass us at polling units.
If the police had done the police and army and whatever had done their jobs well, nobody would be thinking of bringing the dogs. But what I also hear is that they've also now resolved to keep the dogs in their cars nearby.
just in case
if they need it. The police that are warning them, the police that are barring dogs and so on and so forth, are the ones who are creating the problem. I didn't even know there was a law on dogs.
On dogs, yes, we heard the announcement today.
The announcement says that the police warn those who intend to display. You see, they even use the wrong word display. They're not displaying, they're bringing the dogs for security, but let's say they are pets, dogs specifically, for whatever purpose are the polling units to desist, as such constitutes a violation of the Electoral Act 2022 as amended and other exempt laws. You know, the police says that... so one of the obedience said that while we condemn the act of violence, we will not also declare the issue of why people should protect themselves on March 11th. This has become very important considering the fact that the thugs in Lagos have been allowed to run riots. If the police allow other people to bring thugs and so on and so forth, which is more deadly? No, I don't know, but some of those dogs are terrible.
Yes. Those dogs are guard dogs, so they're trained to attack.
Catch them!
Okay.
But it shows how far down we've gone.
That people need to now protect themselves.
To protect themselves. We need to have, but I must even put then also, without prejudice, put in a word for the police. Apparently, there's some words making the rounds that I think is maybe they've not been paid on time or their allowances are not being paid.
But from the last election, yes.
From the last election. I mean, so you might even have a police that will not lift a finger this time around. We are in deep trouble. We are in deep, deep trouble. Well, let me ask you, though, Mariam. If the elections have to be postponed, what then happens? You have to wait?
I mean, there are two scenarios. If the court says we have to make sure that information is, you know, extracted before the beavers are handed over to INEC, it might cause a snag and a delay. That means that the elections will be...
How long?
Now, that's what we can't determine. We can only, we can only just speculate. Maybe 2 days, maybe a week.
No, it won't be days, though.
It might be a week. But you know, Nigeria is the only time where we shut down everything. It's the only place where we shut down everything to do elections, and you know, and we have to do it on a specific day. I mean, but whatever it is, I don't know. We'll just, I mean, all eyes are on
INEC. It could be
the court.
Well, first of all, the courts might just say that, you know, might say that don't touch until we finish this exercise, which leaves it open ended. But it also gives some of the candidates to play catch up. You can see a bit of panic. Not a bit, quite a lot of panic.
There's a lot.
In a particular camp.
Yeah.
But the gentleman, his advisors to tell him where to focus his attention on.
Yeah.
Not on these divisive things. No way. Even because, look, when the crunch starts, even the people that you claim that are your own people, they're not going to find life easy. Unfortunately, we don't have a culture of being outspoken. When they see him, some of the aides who will be telling him, yes, we should do this, let me show my loyalty, we should do this and do that, behind his back, talking to people like us, they'll be telling us a different thing. You know, they'll be telling us a different thing, and that's why you find people always say, you have the means to reach this thing, you try that. What caused the rift between myself and Ambode? Because the people around him, you know, when they realize that this one is it, he won't allow this man, you know, play their own whatever, they put a bridge. And at the end of the day, he came out saying I was his biggest problem, whereas at the end of the day, I would have been his best friend. Because I'll tell you as it is.
Why do you think that we have more of these praise singers than people who tell the truth?
It has become an enterprise. And also because it's easy to push somebody to do something that is quite dangerous or unethical, because you won't carry the can. What you want is that immediate recognition from him that I'm loyal to you. One of the worst things, my friends have been all kinds of things. I have friends who've been governors, whatever. They have tales to tell you after they've left office. I had to tell one of my friends one day, when we were parting ways over some matter, I said, at the end of this exercise, you will know who your true friends are. At the end of the exercise, those who abandoned their families to go with him to church, he couldn't see any of them. It was not funny to look for who would come and play table tennis with him. Public office is terrible. If you are not well prepared.
Pretty lonely.
Yes. If you are not well prepared and you don't have your head squarely on your shoulders, they will create all kinds of problems. I honestly don't think Mr. Jide Sanwo-Olu is this inclined. I don't think so.
We all want to believe that this is beneath him and he doesn't know about it.
I don't know. Well, he knows about it. He's probably in the state of capture now. He doesn't know which way to go. But I don't think he initiated this kind of thing. What? Because if you think anybody who thinks deeply will know that it's not going to be in his favor.
But silence also means complicity.
No. Sometimes you are so overwhelmed, you don't even know which way to go again. The poor man is probably confused.
How do we have a leader who doesn't know which way to go? In a time like this, we need leadership.
I will vote for the one that knows who wants to go.
Okay, let's go ahead. This one says, over 200 cyber attacks blocked during presidential election poll, says federal government.
This story is very revealing. And probably would answer some unanswered questions. The managing director of Galaxy Backbone, Professor Mahmoud Abubakar, on Tuesday disclosed that the federal government blocked over 200 cyber attacks during the presidential and national assembly elections. Over 200. So, was it one of the cyber attacks that affected the upload? Who was behind it? The government has to answer these questions. Maybe not even INEC. The government should take an interest in those who are involved in this kind of sabotage. What's our own version of the FBI? It is the DSS.
The NSA. Well, the DSS is the Secret Service. Secret Service is Secret Service everywhere in the world.
So what would be our own
I
FBI?
I think it will be the NSIA the or now. Something. The FBI is different. The Bureau of Investigation is totally different.
We don't have an FBI.
We don't, but we have something that looks like it.
Which one's that? NIA?
Yes, the NIA.
NIA, I think, is international. It's like NIA is like the CIA.
Like the CIA. But I don't think we have the FBI then.
We don't have
yes,
the FBI.
Yes, we don't. We don't.
And in any case, even if we did, it won't be independent. Because
So you're saying the NIA is not independent?
No, I'm not. Don't put words in my mouth. I'm an old fox. You know, why I'm saying so is that it is very, very necessary, very essential that we get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
Because common sense should tell us that if it turns out that some people hacked, okay, definitely that's treasonable.
Yes, it is.
And if they did hack that one, only God knows what else they could hack. You know, I hope, apart from INEC, this is away from INEC. I hope that we'd have some security.
But they did tell us that they had, you know, a group of also good hackers that would be somewhat in the back end to block all of these things.
And I think that's where they blocked the 200. You know, and not even 200, it's over 200.
Over 200. Mm-hmm. But how were they able to break in if that is even the case?
How were they able to?
Breaking, do you think that you know that?
No, they made an attempt.
Ah,
then this, whatever their name is, they prevented it.
Oh.
And it says, Abubakar said, Abubakar is not a government spokesman, though, he's MD of Galaxy Backbone. And he said that on the election day alone, we were able to block more than 200 attacks, and the next day, and the attacks geometrically increased to about 1.2 million.
What?
And all were blocked from our own businesses.
1.2 million.
1.2 million.
Wow.
They were just hacking it.
Wow.
On Dabone.
Wow. That is a
but,
lot.
But good news, though, it says that a Business Continuity and Cyberspace Protection Committee had been formed to guard and regulate digital activities while optimizing the GBB technical services.
Okay.
But this is what well, it's good that you know, you know.
Yes,
but at least but it's worrying.
Well, I mean, the truth is, hackers are everywhere.
Hackers are everywhere. Yeah.
Unfortunately, and they would look for every opportunity to hack into systems.
What do you think about what Ambassador Dukesi said? You know, he used to be the diplomat who has a strong ties with it. And I spoke to him on phone. I'm going to interview him maybe next week. Where he said that there was a lot of pressure on the INEC chairman to halt the proceedings and investigate what happened before announcing the results.
He kept going on.
He could have.
And I think that that's what necessitated the first walkout by, you know,
Dino
and of course, the Labour Party. Because, you see, it's well within his rights to do it.
Do you think that's incompetence or sabotage?
I cannot answer that question.
Do you think? I didn't say you should say. Do you think?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what it was. I mean, if you know that you have powers to move mountains, why won't you just move the mountain?
I would have thought that, you know, given his status, his education, and his exposure, he should have known with his sensitivity that it's rather for him to err on the side of caution.
But I think it was a choice for him, and he obviously blatantly made his choice.
Dukesi, Ambassador Dukesi said specifically that the diplomatic community and all the observers, minus whoever else, kept putting pressure on him that, look, tarry a while. You have the DSS, you have those who can investigate and find out what happened. But he puts the thing in gear five.
That's what I'm saying. He had a choice, and he made it. Okay, this one says, business outlets, this is very important because I have people who called me this morning and were almost crying. Business outlets reject notes. Direct CBN to obey Supreme Court order, Buhari has been urged. And this is on the Daily Trust newspaper this morning.
No, the headline says, we didn't direct banks to disburse all notes, CBN.
CBN.
Yes. So where did you get the headline that you read?
Yes, it's here. Yes.
Okay. So anyway, the central bank said that it has not issued a fresh directive to commercial banks on last Friday's judgment ordering circulation of old notes. And this is a Wednesday paper. This is highly unfortunate.
Is the central bank bigger than the Supreme Court of the country? That's my question.
No, I don't want to use the word bigger or more important. Or, you know, they both have their constitutional roles.
Yeah.
But the central bank, I suspect, must obey the CBN directive. Why the CBN hasn't issued instructions, I don't know. The CBN needs to show direction. If you want us to continue using the new note, say so. And let's know what we are up against. Okay. So the story here now says that some banks are dispensing, because there's confusion. Some banks are dispensing old notes, but some customers say they don't want it. They're not sure. You know? But if you get any choppy where you want to give me away fat, just bring it. I know how to turn it around. And it says that more commercial banks across the country have commenced dispensing old notes. But the CBN says they have not issued the directive. Daily Trust reported that GTB began dispensing old notes across its branches on Monday. Checks by their reporters indicated that the banks have started issuing the old notes to customers at their various ATMs. Zenith Bank branch in Festac paid old notes to customers over the counter. The ATMs at the branches of UBA, close to Agege Pen Cinema, and GTB in the area of Lagos were also dispensing old notes. Findings also revealed that Wema Bank has instructed its branches to start dispensing old notes, but the CBN said they haven't issued the instruction. So even if they issue old notes, you don't want to be saddled with paper that will just be good for making a little bonfire. So again, because it says here that business outlets are rejecting the old notes.
Yes, yes.
And so a financial expert, Gbolade Idakolo, has said that President Buhari, who I hear is out of the country.
He's in Doha, I think.
Can somebody document how many times that gentleman has traveled? Just for posterity. Okay, and the last thing you want, you know, with all these stories and hatred, and these things are fueling people's anxiety and pain.
You need to listen to have listened to me this morning.
Too many.
My heart was just literally broken.
And I listened to your first call.
Yes. One said he was fighting his wife out of anger.
Everybody is tense. I don't know. I must say that I am extremely unhappy with the way the politicians are running our country now at various levels. At various levels. They are making life so frustrating for everybody. So frustrating for everybody. You know, at state level, the tension on elections is bringing out all kinds of things. At the federal level, okay, so the election has all be it in a flawed manner, but okay, that the courts will settle that. So there's that anxiety. Then there's no money available. The gentleman said he was changing the design because he didn't want money, blah, blah, blah,
in the wrong hands, yes.
In the wrong hands. The money still changed hands. We still had dollars flying all over. What is the respite that we have now?
I said earlier on in the morning, it's the most ridiculously confusing time to be a Nigerian.
The Vanguard here says that banks in shock as rejection of old 500 naira, 1,000 naira spreads. And they're now saying, say, the president must speak.
Yeah, the president has to speak.
He has to speak.
We have 1 minute. But
in no data now, so isn't he going to do
that? He will speak to us on the phone.
From his plane.
We have just about 30 seconds. Lagos releases impounded vehicles free of charge.
This is a good time for you to ask anything from you will get it. I can assure you, higher pensioners are going to be paid very soon.
Can we ask the governor to come on our show?
Why not? It's free. Mr.
Sanwo-Olu, can you please come on the show? It's a blank check.
No, I even gave him the opportunity that he could come. I didn't hear from them that he could come, especially to debunk and dissociate himself from these things.
You can come on the Morning Crossfire. You can go on the Daily Digest. You can go on What's Up Lagos. It's an open check before Saturday.
You can even come to the sports program.
You can even come on the sports show. I mean, because you have more young people listening then.
Don't let's go there.
But we have to go. Jimmy Disu is going to be here at 9. What are you talking about?
Today's rest day.
Dear me. Okay, I'll be listening. All right, well, we'll take a break. When we return on the other side of the clock, it's International Women's Day. Let's talk about women in tech. How about that? Stay with us.
I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not